Call today.
That is the packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231 in your video.
And Mark?
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all of the features you will find are completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. We go to the phones to start things out here because, well, it's the show about your calls. So let's start things out with Jacob in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jacob.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm playing waiting in line tomorrow to get the upcoming Nintendo Wii.
Ah, yes. People, of course, have been waiting in line recently for the PlayStation 3. Why are you choosing the Nintendo's Wii over the PlayStation 3?
One, I'm a dedicated Nintendo fanboy.
Ah, okay, fanboy, got it.
Two, the Wii, it sounds like I'm going to have a much better chance of actually picking up one on launch date. It's about, at minimum estimate, 10 times more of them in the U.S. in existence than there were PS3s.
So much less likely that they're going to sell out before the line runs out.
And third, I'm picking a nearby store with lousy customer service and a 24-hour limit on people being able to line up in hopes that the lousy customer service will have people going somewhere else.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting strategy.
Now, so people would know that the customer service is bad and therefore not go to the store? Is that the idea?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just getting someone to come to the desk and so you can get the games is usually about a 30-minute struggle in that store.
Goodness.
Well, I've heard of other stores that seem to have some customer service failures that have resulted in brawls and shootings and things like that. Are you expecting any trouble with the Wii as far as that goes?
I sincerely hope not.
Yeah, I should hope not, too.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that one, but, well.
Well, best of luck. Did you have anything else that you wanted to share?
Just noting that the Wii seems to be doing better in online popularity wise, because
how can you tell?
Just informal, I talk to a lot of people online.
Yeah, but you're a Nintendo fanboy, which by definition means that you lurk around in Nintendo websites. So of course you're going to encounter a bunch of Nintendo fans. Okay, well, good luck.
You know, I really don't know anyone who wants a PS3 among non-Nintendo fanboys. I mean.
Well, it's like I don't know anybody who doesn't smoke pot, but I, happen to hang around with a lot of people that smoke pot.
That's the point, yeah.
There you go, man.
Looking at polls online on various non-Nintendo websites,
Well, another thing that I would think as far as this goes is the PS3 probably, because of its popularity, appeals to people that would be less likely to hang out online. The less informed.
Yeah, point. The Wii seems to be attracting more of the hardcore gamers. But
it seems to.
I mean, the Wii is attracting hardcore?
Well, it has that cool gizmo where you can swing the sword and stuff.
That might do it, man. That might be the killer.
It's a big
PlayStation
deal.
Killer. Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
That's back at 8 hotline.
That is.
Now, it seems obvious to me that video games at some point or another are going to evolve into the Star Trek, room where they pretend things.
The holodeck.
The holodeck, right. The Star Trek holodeck. And the Wii takes one more step in that direction.
Yeah, good point.
It has the controller that you can swing like a sword. You can pretend, look, I'm Conan the Barbarian, I'm Thundar.
Well, what I want to know is, why is it that it has been, almost 15 years since the Lawnmower Man movie came out? Where is the virtual reality? I mean, what's taken so long with that?
They seem to have some glasses or something that I always see in, popular science that imitate virtual reality, but they can't really be they can't be any good because I've never heard of them any place but the back of popular science.
Maybe that's what this, maybe that's what's coming next. Maybe once they get the control schemes down, they'll finally make some sort of form of virtual reality to an affordable level.
Well, they'd have to make, glasses so that you could see everything, which I think after that it would get difficult, the feel, the smell, the everything else. They can do sound and they can do sight, but I don't know if they can really do anything else anytime soon in virtual reality. They can't really make things real.
So, by the way, since he brought up the video game topic, apparently there's been all sorts of PlayStation 3-related news recently, including gunmen robbing a California store of PS3s, 10 to 12 people robbed in a PlayStation 3 line, sheriff shut down another California store for rowdy behavior, police break up a New York Sony-style store fight, brawl breaks out at another Walmart where a manager plays musical PlayStation chairs. We mentioned that one last night. Shots were apparently fired at a Texas Walmart. Two armed masked robbers overtook a customer in Springfield, and there was a stampede riot insanity in North Fresno, Merced, California. So people going nutso over this video
game. It's only because Sony failed to put out enough units.
Yes, it's all Sony's fault that people are acting up. Oh, come on.
No, but I mean, if they would have put out enough units instead of this nonsense right before Christmas and thinking, oh, we'll give every store two.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just mean.
Let's go to George in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello, George.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
One of my friends on MySpace pointed out this website, this article, where Denmark apparently is using topless women to enforce the speed limit.
What?
I wonder how they're doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're holding up, they get topless women to stand by the road and hold up the speed limit sign and point that out, and it's actually working to the point where it's, at some points it's even stopping traffic.
I would imagine.
That's original. What? Although I suppose you can only do that certain parts of the year, especially in Denmark, right?
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, but it's like, they should have brought that over here. That'd be like... We'd never have a problem with
it. It seems
that.
Kind of expensive. I mean, you buy a even a local government probably spends on a speed limit sign $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
That $3,000 isn't going to keep a topless woman on the side of the road more
not
than a month.
Yeah, not for long.
Tops.
Well, they got like volunteers doing it. I mean, the website speedbandits.bk.
Well, that's maybe they could volunteers. I don't know if you're going to get the highest quality women in that way.
I saw a video on this. Some of these chicks ought to be in Playboy.
Wow.
I was like, damn.
You're not pulling our leg, are you, George? This is for real?
This is for real. No, I'm just serious. Speedbandits.dk.
Right.
See for yourself.
Check it out, Mark.
There's a story right there on it.
We will take a look. George, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, maybe instead of paying an actual topless woman, you could maybe put up sort of a billboard above the speed limit sign. And then you can have just a photograph of a topless woman. Or maybe, you know, the whole speed limit sign could be a photo of a topless woman holding a sign that has the actual speed limit on it.
Wouldn't hurt.
It's an interesting idea. I don't know if it would increase the amount of accidents that happens as a result of people being distracted, because we've certainly pointed out here, if you are not watching the road and you're busy watching some attractive lady walking down the street, you're more likely to crash into somebody. Though, of course, if people are slowing down, then that might help, alleviate that particular factor.
I don't know that, slower traffic is necessarily safe. It seems to me when I'm on the interstate, the most dangerous people out there are the ones that are going 55 miles an hour and bottlenecking everybody so that other people, people feel the need to do whatever it takes to get around them.
Now, if they were to do something like that here in the United States, just imagine the outrage from the Puritans. Imagine how upset they would be, the protests. That would never even come to the table in the United States.
No, it wouldn't.
But there's actually a story out of ABC News tonight about freak dancing.
What is freak dancing?
Freak dancing. I will give you a description here in a moment, but it has to do with...
I'm glad you're going to read it, because I'm sure you don't know.
Sexual style dancing, essentially. Dirty dancing, if you will. Anyway, I'll give you a little more detail in a moment, but it sort of brings me to this point that, well, people are outraged now that kids are engaging in this freak dancing, which we'll describe here in a bit. They're outraged about it. But at the same time, I think that it's the Puritans, I think it's their fault that kids are acting in this over-sexualized sort of manner in this country today. Because by repressing people's sexuality, you're only essentially, when you squeeze down as tight as you possibly can, it's inevitable that things are going to slip through your fingers. And, by attempting to force kids to behave in the way that you demand that they behave, they're just going to try to get away from that. They're going to go in the opposite direction. And in this case, you've got people freak dancing. We're going to, according to ABC News, it has been banned in California's Orange County, one of the wealthy
enclaves.
A popular high school principal has banned it. We'll give you the details as to why, what's going on, what these kids are up to, and like to hear from you as to why you think this is happening. 800-259-9231. It's essentially simulating sexual activity. without actually removing any clothing.
That's what they say about all dancing. That's what they said about dancing for years.
We're coming back with more Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now, GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free. That includes live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, two sizes to fit virtually every internet connection, and they're free at freetalklive.com. So enjoy and register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event starting on February 23rd. Early bird discount ends on Thanksgiving, so register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get more information at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Talking about freak dancing, or freakin', as it is sometimes called. It has now been banned in Orange County at a popular high school in a wealthy enclave of Aliso Viejo. Charles Salter, the principal, has banned all dances until the kids clean up their act. And now parents and schools from California to Connecticut are cheering. What moved the head of Aliso Niguel High School to make such a drastic move? Well, freak dancing is an intimate hip-hop dance style between a boy and a girl, or perhaps even two girls. Aliso Niguel freshman Corey Roberts says, quote, "It's basically when two people are like grinding against each other in a kind of sexual way." The 14-year-old attended the jungle dance this fall that proved to be the last straw for Principal Salter. Quote, "I saw a girl. She was about 14 or 15 years old. She was bent over, dancing with a young man who must have been a junior, and he was gyrating and thrusting on top of her." The principal had been monitoring school dances for several...
You could change the dance, and you could change the decade, mm-hmm. and it's still going to be old people not wanting young people to dance in such a sexually provocative manner. Why can't the young people of today just dance like we danced? I mean, come on. It's the same old tired record. Of course young people don't want to dance like you dance. Mm-hmm. They don't want to listen to the music you want to listen to either.
Right.
You're old. That's it. I mean, they don't want to listen to the music I listen to either. It's just the way it is. I could have had a kid when I was 15. That kid be 20 now. I could have had one when I was 20, and she'd be 15, and I'd be mad as hell that she was freak dancing.
Freak dancing?
But that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It's the way it is. Teenagers are going to always want to do the popular dances. The popular dances are always going to look like sex, because that's what dancing is a prelude to. I'm sorry. And that's the way it goes. Stop making such a big deal about it.
I guess they're upset because this is overtly... This really looks like sex, I suppose. I don't know.
Next one that comes along is going to really look like sex,
the
too.
The next one, they're
going
to have to... I don't know how much more they could make it look like sex beyond this. I mean, this essentially looks like doggy-style action on the dance floor, basically.
Have you seen Dirty Dancing?
No. I'm familiar with what it's about.
It's about dancing that looks like sex.
Yeah.
And it was done in the 80s. They were all... And it was about dancing in the 50s.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's just, don't get out of control about it, and the kids, they won't think it's that great of a thing.
Well, that's sort of where I was going with this, is that I feel like the reason why these particular dances even exist today are simply because of this sort of crackdown attitude that adults tend to have with kids. Like, oh, no, that's resembling sexual activity, and we can't have you doing anything like that. I mean, we must have this sort of, we must have this... this false message of, in our heads, these parents, they don't want to believe for a moment that their kids, teenage kids, might actually be interested in sex. Well, hard to believe, isn't it, parents? But you know, it's almost as though they can't remember back to when they were a teenager and they had raging hormones. Or maybe they do remember back and they just, for some reason,
they really sympathize with the adults that back then wanted them to stop having dancing around and looking like they might be interested in having sex.
Right. Perhaps they believe that maybe they do remember what they were like, and they believe that for some reason if they enforce silly rules like their parents enforced on them, it's going to, for some reason, work on their kids, which is just ludicrous. Believe that.
In Dirty Dancing, they all went to someplace secret so that they could do their dirty dances. I mean, this is what you're doing. You're driving it underground.
Well, let's see what some more of the people in this case have to say about
it. I have to agree. I think that it's... I don't like it.
I find it tacky, personally.
It's kind of tacky.
Yeah. It seems like a very impersonal style of dancing in that... You're
not face to face.
You're not face to face. I mean, the girl is bent over in front of you. I mean, it's very
and it doesn't seem
domination.
Like it takes a lot of practice skill.
Yeah,
because the closer you dance face to face, the more you have to be in tune with each other to be able to dance closer. Whereas this, no, but basically
bend over, thump thump.
Yeah, everybody's feet are firmly planted on the ground.
The principal had been monitoring school dances for several years and had expressed his concerns to parents about the sexual nature of the dancing. There were dance chaperones and lots of conversation about what was allowed and forbidden. But even at the school's winter formal last January, it was impossible to keep the atmosphere below fever pitch inside the dark, cavernous hall pulsating with strobe lights and about 1,200 teenagers. All across the floor, girls thrust their rears into their partner's pelvis to the beat of Missy Elliott's Let Me Work It. Young couples were grinding away like gears to the pulse of Sisqo's How Many Licks. But in September, those songs don't sound sexual at all. I mean, what are you playing songs that are about sex, and you expect the kids to just not realize what the songs are about? Look, if you want a clean dance, why don't you play Chubby Checker's Twist or something like that?
God, the kids just leave. That's why.
Well, isn't that what they want?
I remember a dance.
They don't want the kids to have fun in the way they want to have fun.
I remember a dance they had at the youth group at my church when I was 17 or something like that. And everybody brought their albums because, of course, the church doesn't have a big selection of pop hits mm-hmm. there. So everybody brought their own, cassette tapes. Did they have vinyl records?
Yeah.
I'm not
A-tracks.
Sure what they brought. It must have been cassettes because I know I brought some. And I didn't have any albums. I thought albums.
Did anybody play Hell's Bells?
No, but what I can remember, I don't know if they played Hell's Bells, but one I can remember specifically is they got all upset about the dancing that was going on,
mm-hmm.
and it was to this song, Sugar Walls.
I don't know it.
I can't even tell you anything, but Sugar Walls was a reference, if you listen to the song, to female sexual organs.
Gotcha.
And I just thought it was hilarious that they could get upset. They're not even listening to the music.
Sure.
They have no idea. They've tuned it out. Ah, it's this awful kids' music. I hate it. They've tuned it right out, and then all they can see is, oh, my God, what are they doing out there?
In September, an exasperated Principal Salter pulled the switch on the back-to-school dance with its jungle theme. I closed the dance down early, said Salter. I came into my office, it must have been about midnight, and I knew I had to address this. In the wee hours of the morning,
he was storming around his office,
yeah.
Fuming. You know, what this guy needs is, he needs a good old-school student prank. Somebody needs to dissemble his car and then reassemble it in his office. Somebody needs to leave a goat on his desk, and then he'll have things to worry about.
Why do our girls have to have themselves so exposed, he says. Why do they have to have cleavage displayed so overtly and slits high up against their thighs and then allow boys to dance right up against them? I am not going to allow this
to continue. Girls. The girls are little tramps.
I am not going to allow this to continue to happen. If there's going to be another dance, then you as parents and your children will have to sit down with me and make some huge changes, because I cannot and will not have what my staff and I had to deal with today.
They're bumping, they're grinding, they're breaking it down.
Is it possible that the principal is just upset because he didn't get any freak dancing when he was a kid?
Well, freak dancing's new, so he must not have.
I mean, do you think he's upset about it? Is he
I did get it when I was, in my teens, I'd be upset that I am not getting it now.
1-800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. The Packet 8 toll-free line, 800-259-9231. What do you know about this freak dancing? And what do you think about all this? Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at Bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, Friday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away, including a listener map. You can go and add yourself to it. Over 1,700 of our listeners from around the world are part of the listener map, and you could be too. Go to map.freetalklive.com to see what I'm talking about. That's map.freetalklive.com. Continuing the discussion of freak dancing, as it is called, where it involves usually teenagers, I suppose, though I'm sure some adults have engaged in this behavior, where they dance by essentially imitating sexual activity on the dance floor. And it's not really dancing. As you pointed out, Mark, they're pretty much standing still and just thumping and gyrating on each other.
It's dancing. It's just not really complicated dancing.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you go learn the tango at a ballroom dancing studio someplace, you're going to spend a lot more time learning it than you would your freak dancing basic moves.
And I want to make something clear. I'm not making fun because I know how to dance or anything. I don't. In fact, what did I go to? Maybe one school dance or something like that. The rest of them, as soon as I was old enough, I was working. If there was a dance, I was working during it. But I'm not making fun of the kids here for what their method, how they choose to dance. I just think that the way they're dancing, this freak dancing, is a direct result, and everything about teenage sexuality in America is a direct result of the suppression of sexuality in America.
I'm not sure I entirely agree.
I think it's a huge factor.
I think that a part of it, the factor, is raging hormones in teenagers.
Okay, yes.
And what about Europe, where there isn't the crackdown on teen sexuality?
Maybe they don't
sexuality
freak dance there.
I'll bet they do. Now, you could say that comes from,
I don't know,
you know, that it, lots of things move from America to Europe,
mm-hmm.
and so therefore it started here because of the crackdown on teen sexuality, and then just becomes popularized, and so the Europeans do it. But I don't know. I mean,
that's an excellent question for our European listeners to answer. But let's go on, though, with the story here, because we've yet to hear from any of the parents on this issue. This is a high school in Orange County, California, that has banned so-called freak dancing. In fact, they've shut down all school dances until they can figure out how to deal with this. But apparently, the principal sent out an email to parents and, quote, "My parents were sending my email to their friends who were sending it to their friends who were sending it to their friends, and all of a sudden I was getting emails from across the country," said the principal. He followed up with an email with a video presentation of teens pressing the flesh at a winter formal. Parents were shocked. "It's basically bumping and grinding, touching and holding onto a female's hips and vice versa. Very vulgar," according to Beverly Lee, whose daughter is a junior at the high school. While parents and teachers mostly supported the dance moratorium, the students initially balked. With a steady diet of music videos featuring sexually expressive dance routines and revealing clothes, the kids don't understand why adults don't understand. 14-year-old Sarah Saldino says, "We don't really know what else to do. That's basically what we grew up with. In middle school, we were already doing that and watching TV and seeing that. It's what we know." Junior Thomas Pistone agrees, quote, "That's our style of dancing. That's how we want to dance. It's not breaking any laws." He's right.
Well, it's the school's dance, and they get to decide whether they have dances or not. And I can tell you that at my private school, they would have sure not put up with that crap.
Well, as the article points out, every generation has dance styles that seem to offend, from the racy moves of the Roaring Twenties to the pulsating pelvis of Elvis. In some ways, freak dancing is just the next in a long list of teen fads that offend adult sensibilities. But Charles Salter, the principal, thinks to differ. Quote, "Yes, it might be the only dance they see and think that they know. However, it is inappropriate in a school setting," the principal says. "And just like you don't do certain things when you go to church, well, you don't do certain things when you go into court, and you don't do certain things when you come to school." The Aliso Niguel principal appears to have started a tidal wave of dance reform. Other high school students in Santa Rosa received a written warning. Dancing styles that involve intimate touching of the breasts, buttocks, and genitals, or that simulate sexual activity, are not allowed. So it apparently is spreading from this particular high school. Also in Orange County, chaperones wear no freaking T-shirts. I think they're taking it a little far. And
I wonder if this is freaking is what the kids call this, because I don't imagine it is.
Freak dancing?
Yeah,
freaking.
Whatever it is that we...
it sounds like something the kids would call it.
Whatever it is that we're calling it is the equivalent of adults saying...
The old fuddy-duddy version.
Mary Jane. Yeah. Well, those kids are out there smoking that Mary
grass.
Jane.
Smoking grass.
I mean, it's... We don't have any idea what this is called, I'm sure.
And at Wethersfield High School in Connecticut, students have reportedly launched a Freeze the Freak campaign to encourage their peers to find a more respectable way to get their groove on. Back at Aliso Niguel, a dance committee of students, teachers, and parents are putting the final touches on a plan for better behavior on the dance floor in hopes of lifting the ban. Until a defined set of guidelines is in place, Principal Salter is standing firm. There will be no more freak dancing at Aliso Niguel. So, parents, is this a problem? And if you believe that this is a problem, what do you think the solution is? Because if kids want to have their little freak dancing sessions, they're going to find ways to do it. As you pointed out in the movie Dirty Dancing, they went somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And as you might imagine, there are more than a handful of teenage parties that go on week after week in this country. And you can better believe that there are no chaperones around,
mm-hmm.
and that there are no parents around. And unlike at the school dance, there is alcohol served. And there's plenty of booty music on the boombox, and there are people freak dancing, and then maybe they move it into the bedroom. And then maybe you've got a daughter that's getting knocked up. So I think the school dance should really be the least of your concerns. That is, if you are one of these parents that's offended by this behavior.
Well, and one of the parents that allows your kids to go to parties.
I don't know if a lot of parents are aware that their children are going to parties when they are indeed attending parties. Come on, man.
Oh,
kids lie about that stuff.
They do.
Yeah, I'm going to Billy's house tonight.
But, lots of parents have curfews. I had a curfew until I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't... How much can possibly go on before midnight, right?
I just feel like this is all a reflection of the puritanical society that we're in. And, I would like to hear from the Europeans on this one. But I feel like that by parents continually repressing and insisting that kids pretend as though there's no such thing as sex and that we don't talk about that around here, Johnny. You know, not teaching your kids about sex and what the risks are and, you know, the other things that go along with it, STDs, babies, and all of that. And not really being upfront with your kids, as so many parents are not in America. I think that this sort of overt sexual behavior on the part of teenagers is one result from that sort of misinformation or total lack of information or suppression, active suppression of information on the part of parents. And I think that this sort of behavior leads to more teenagers getting knocked up. No wonder we have an epidemic of teenage pregnancies in this country. Parents just don't want to talk to their kids about sex. And I think that if we had more of an open attitude about sexuality in America, maybe maybe we wouldn't be going down such a dangerous path. Yeah. And I think that a lot of kids are in danger of having kids themselves.
Interested in saying that seeing what what goes on in Europe. What do they have a higher incidence of out of wedlock teen pregnancy, that kind of thing? I'm not sure. I'm not entirely sure.
Do American teenagers have more pregnancies than European teenagers?
Right.
That is an excellent question. If anybody can dig up that information, I don't know where you would begin to look for something like that. Teen pregnancy statistics, maybe worldwide. Maybe we should Google worldwide teen pregnancy statistics and see what that's all about. But I just feel like if kids were more informed, if parents were more open to talking about sex and not looking at sex as being a bad thing, but instead as being a healthy thing that when done safely can be very good for people. And if we had sort of
I think it's going to be a long time before you get parents to go through that crap.
I agree. But all I'm saying is if that was the attitude of most people in this country, I think you would basically see what you would see with, for instance, legal drugs. You would see kids saying, oh, sex? Yeah, I know all about that. That's okay. And then they wouldn't be as obsessed with it as they are today. Am I wrong about that? 1-800-259-9231. Whether you're a teenager or you once were a teenager, you can certainly comment on this. 800-259-9231, the Pack-A-Day toll-free line. Your show, you take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, and you can take control toll-free. 800-259-9231, Friday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. It is the Packet 8 toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Buy some Free Talk Live stuff, like the Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts, classic archives on DVD collector sets, all there at store.freetalklive.com. That's store.freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can buy virtually anything else you might need in life at amazon.freetalklive.com. Yes, that Amazon. If you enter through that link, though, Amazon.freetalklive.com. Anything you buy, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of. So great way to get the stuff you need, whether it's a new DVD, book, piece of electronics, let's see, what else, furniture, groceries, apparel, accessories, it's all there. I mean, pretty much anything you could possibly imagine. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So, the United States, 48.8 births per 1,000 women aged 15 to 19 back in the year 2000. The information coming from Wikipedia. Did the research during the break, as said we would, and as it turns out, in the developed world, the United States has the highest rate of teen pregnancies. And that's 48.8 births per 1,000 women aged 15 to 19. That does not count the abortions. If you take the abortions into account, 83.6 pregnancies per 1,000 girls. Now, you compare that birth rate. Let's go back to the birth rate, though. 48.8 births per 1,000 women aged 15 to 19 in the United States.
Let's go with the pregnancies rather than the births.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. I'm just going to have to do a little bit of adding. Let's see. Going to Europe, because you were curious as to do European teens get knocked up as often? In most cases, no. There's quite a range in Europe, actually. United Kingdom's the highest with 30% birthed. Abortion rate, 21%. So about 50%. Excuse me, these are 50 per 1,000. That's 50 per 1,000 in the United Kingdom compared to our 83.6. Now, the low end of Europe is Switzerland, with a birth rate of 5.5, that's 5.5 births per 1,000. They don't actually have data on the abortion rate, but the Netherlands does. 6.2 birth, 3.9 abortion. That's 10 per 1,000 compared to our 80 per 1,000. So there are the cold, hard numbers for you.
Wow.
American teenagers get knocked up more often than any other teenagers in the entire developed world.
You might be right.
And I believe it has to do with the puritanical society we have. But what do you think? 800-259-9231. Let's go to Joe in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Joe. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the this high school dance thing.
Freak dancing, as they call it.
Huh?
The freak dancing? Joe?
Yeah. You guys still there?
Yeah, we're here. We hear you fine. Are you okay?
Yeah, I got it now.
Okay. So go for it.
I tuned in kind of late, so I didn't hear how you guys started out talking about it, but I heard the story on the radio the other day. And I was kind of trying to think about this thing from a libertarian perspective, and the teacher, the principal telling them that they couldn't have school dances anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I thought it was great. He's coming down on what to me seemed like immoral behavior. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, well, what about other parents who might not find the behavior so immoral? And I guess I came to the decision that, you know, if I chose a school based on their disciplinary values, then I would want them to come down pretty hard on that kind of stuff. But if it's a public school, then I don't think they really have the right to be telling the kids that they can't have dances anymore because they're violating what this principal finds immoral.
Well, you certainly, I mean, it certainly would be a case, there'd be no question about the private schools instituting whatever sort of bans and restrictions that they wanted to. They would be doing it based on market demand. If most parents wanted this sort of, this freak dancing band, it would be banned. In the case, and I agree, you know, you're right. It's a government school. Things should be a little more lax.
Well,
and that's why we should get rid of government schools. Let the market decide.
I can tell you what the market is going to decide on this is a former show host of ours, Eric the Intern, long time ago. He, prior to, you know, him doing the show, one of the things he used to do, because he was always quite an entrepreneur, is he would rent out, like, the Civic Center or the Kiwanis Hall or something like that, and put on a dance for kids, you know, a below-ages dance, on a regular basis. He would pass out, you know, tickets, he'd give them to kids to pass out, give them some kind of incentive to bring other kids, that kind of thing. And, he would have several hundred kids in, you know, the local Lions Club, and I'm sure that they were allowed to do whatever the heck they wanted to, and I'm sure their parents didn't necessarily know they were there, and
right.
That's what the free market solution to this is that, you know, kids are going to figure out how to do this, whether...
Right, they're going to do it whether or not the parents or the schools allow them to.
Right, absolutely.
So I guess the only question becomes, if you don't want your kids doing that, how do you monitor them better to make sure that they're not?
You just don't let them go anywhere. Yeah, you just don't let them go anywhere. Because if your kids have a, you know, penchant for this sort of behavior and music and all of that, then you better believe they're going to be hiding stuff behind your back.
That's true.
So, Joe, you suggested this was immoral, this particular dance style. What exactly is immoral about it?
Well, I feel like, I don't know. It just seems, to me, it seems to encourage sexual behavior out of kids.
Now, what would you say to the statistics that we were reading off just before you called in about America having the highest rate of teenage pregnancy, and, you know, Europe, where it's a little looser there, having much, much, much lower rates?
I think it would say something about our, just like what you guys were commenting on before, how afraid we are to talk about sex in this country.
Well, then, is it a little strange that you're suggesting that the kids doing freak dancing is encouraging them to... be sexualized? I mean, they're already sexualized. That's why they're doing freak dancing. The kids today are over-sexualized because of, as a result of the sexual suppression going on in this country.
Right. What you're upset about is the symptom of the sexual suppression that's going on. So, I mean, you sort of have to step back from the opinion that you have in order to... Because I'm sort of share your opinion. If I was the principal of that school... Freak dancing? I don't know. Not in my school.
Right. I share it too. And it's not because I don't want kids dancing in a, you know, way like that. I don't want kids getting knocked up. I don't want kids having their lives ruined by getting pregnant at, you know, 19 or 18 or 17. And I think that the only way to actually prevent this from happening is not to ban freak dancing, but instead to just encourage kids to learn about these things, learn and be open and honest with them about sexual matters, and then maybe they won't be so, you know, intriguing and forbidden like they currently are.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate the call, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate 800, your work.
Yep, 1-800-259-9231. You know, my parents didn't tell me squat about sex. Everything I learned about sex, I'd learn from, first of all, watching pornography. That's just the mechanics. That's not anything about love or anything like that. It's total fantasy.
I didn't learn anything about the mechanics for a while. You know, my parents didn't tell me that.
And then, you know, the internet was helpful in that you can go and research all kinds of detail on that sort of behavior. But really, my parents were of absolutely no help. And had I had the opportunity when I was younger to actually engage in sexual behavior, I can't say what I would have done. I would say I probably would have taken that opportunity. Luckily, I didn't. And luckily, something stupid didn't happen to where I got some girl knocked up, and I probably wouldn't be here today. I can tell you that. Because you get somebody pregnant at 17, and there goes all of your wealth. Whatever little bits of wealth you can create as a teenager, it's gone. And it's gone for the next 18 years. And as, you know, this is a time in kids' life when they're supposed to be learning skills, when they're supposed to be just entering the job market and understanding how to deal with customers and building their ability to market themselves in the future. But if they're spending all their time, you know, feeding a kid with a bottle, they're not developing those skills. And I think that's tragic. And I think it all stems back to the puritanical basis for this society. And I would love to hear what you think at 800-259-9231. In fact, I would like to hear from one of these people that wants to see this stuff banned. Because that's not the answer. Though you could maybe convince me that it is. I mean, there must be people out there listening that think that way. People that want to prevent their children from freak dancing, want to ban pornography from all over America, want
it's
to get
the
rid
easy
of
answer.
Get rid of adult sex clubs and all kinds of strip clubs and get rid of all things sexual. Let's just cleanse the whole country of everything sexual.
If you're offended by this sort of thing, that's the easy answer. Ban it? Yeah. Let's use the law to stop this.
But it hasn't ever stopped anything you don't like.
But the statistics don't bear it out.
The law doesn't stop kids from smoking. The law doesn't stop kids from doing drugs. The law doesn't stop kids from dealing drugs. The law doesn't stop kids from freak dancing. It doesn't stop them from getting abortions. It doesn't stop them from having sex. Can we just get real for a moment and actually talk to our kids about adult matters? They are young adults, and they're not retarded. You know, they can understand these things. Sex isn't complicated. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
People